Here's another transforming practice that I found very helpful. You can actually find this in various forms in many spiritual classics. Andrew Murray, Tozer, A.B. Simpson, many of these men practiced this. It's based on the reality, the truth, Christ lives in us. Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So this practice acknowledges the truth of Christ in me. What happens is when I'm aware of the self-life at work, let's say pride in many of its forms, self-promotion, self-justification, all of these at work, in a conversation, in that moment, internally, I can release it. Say, I'm sorry, Lord. I receive your humility in its place. And then I go on with the conversation. It might be that I become aware of a judging attitude or criticism. In that moment, I'm sorry, Lord. I receive your grace. I want to be gracious in this conversation. Unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness. Lord, I'm sorry for this in me. I ask your forgiveness. Lord, I receive the forgiving nature of Christ. Now, this one probably will need a longer period of time with the Lord and much work in the heart. But it is to acknowledge that in this place, there is the nature of Christ that is already here and available to me, his forgiving nature. In reality, this practice is repent and receive. We acknowledge what self-life is at work in us. We repent of it, and we receive in its place the life of Christ that is available to us. So that's the practice. It can be done really at any time, many times in the day. It follows on paying attention, being aware of the self at work inside, but then it gives us something to do with it. To repent of that the moment we're aware of it and to receive the Christ life that's available to us in its place.